There's been a lot of discussion in Charlotte about how to create more affordable housing, but a lot of solutions take time. The question is, where do people go in the meantime when their need is immediate? The Harvest Center of Charlotte is one option. It provides emergency housing for the short term and assistance to help residents find ways to live on their own long term. Center officials also plan to expand their support by building affordable housing units. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn has this story as part of our Finding Home series.
Harvest Center's new expanded headquarters sits on 7 acres just off of Billy Graham Parkway in West Charlotte. It consists of a large office building, a church, playground, park, gym, and apartments.
We've been, for years, thinking about how do we grow the opportunity we have to impact homeless families, families in transition, individuals.
That opportunity came last January, says Harvest Center Executive Director Colin Pinckney. Another group that owned transitional housing closed and gave the center all of its West Charlotte property.
For the purpose of helping formerly homeless families transition to more affordable permanent housing.
Behind the center's office and church, there are 9 brick apartment buildings stretched far apart along grassy hillsides. Each one houses 4 two-bedroom apartments.
These quads were built back during World War II. They were old military barracks, and they've been retrofitted a few times. Right inside of those bricks are the original wood framing and studs.
Pinckney says 14 of the apartments are occupied with families and individuals who are living with relatives in shelters or had lost their housing because they couldn't afford it or a relationship ended. 6 other units are being renovated.
Can I go inside one?
Matter of fact, we can go one right here. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great.
There are 2 apartments on the first floor and 2 upstairs. The building is quiet because the tenants are at work. Pinckney says at least 1 person in each household has to have a full-time job. Many of their jobs are low-paying in the service and fast food industries, which makes it hard for them to find affordable housing. Some have good jobs, but may be going through a divorce or other situation that has left them raising children on 1 income, like the mother of 3 who lives in this unit.
This door is sticky. She works as a registered nurse. Of course, her credit took a hit as a result of the marriage ending, and she needed an affordable place.
Pinckney says each building's renovation cost about $90,000, which they were able to fund through a $1 million grant from an anonymous donor and $200,000 from Elevation Church. All of the renovated apartments are fully furnished with new appliances, televisions, artwork, and wood furnishings donated by a Harvest Center partner. When residents move in, the refrigerators and cabinets are filled with food and other supplies intended to last a month.
We know that a lot of families have a hard time working themselves out of poverty because the cost for these things, it's hard for them to control. If they were to go out and try and rent this furniture, which a lot of them do, they end up paying 3 times as much for furniture.
The center has a philosophy of giving people a hand up, not a hand out. Rent is $200 a month. Tenants can stay here for 18 months. To help them get on their feet and stay there once they leave, tenants have to go through financial management and home ownership classes and set up savings accounts. Pinckney says they're getting ready to start a health clinic that will be staffed with a nurse, psychiatrist, and dentist. Harvest Center also has its own counselors, social workers, and other specialists like Danielle Brown. Part of her job involves trying to get landlords to lower rents for center tenants who are ready to leave, especially those who may have a criminal or poor rental record.
Some work with us, some don't. Sometimes I get them in there, but they may relapse and do something like, well, I know my rent is $500, but I'm going to go pay something else. The landlord only have my word. I try to send the people that I know will be able to stay there and to afford it and won't mess up the relationship.
Brown encourages tenants to do things to increase their income, such as getting a GED, additional training, and asking for promotions and raises so they can get better paying jobs and permanent housing. She says some may have health or other issues that are holding them back, so the center provides or finds services for whatever their tenants need to heal and succeed.
I believe our overall program is motivating because we're not only helping with the housing. We look at everything that a person may go through, social, physical, emotional, occupational, financial. It's just not a housing apartment. We actually get to know our families, what their needs are, their priorities in life. We just don't look at them as a homeless person. We look at them overall.
Overall, Pinckney says 80% of their tenants remain fully employed and in permanent housing that they can afford once they leave. They even have a new homeowner this year. 31-year-old Quinita Daschle moved here 2 years ago with her two children after she split with her husband. That was before Harvest Center took over, and they allowed her to stay until she was financially stable.
Through the financial classes, I learned how to save money, and I learned just to be able to go look on my credit and see what I owed. And when I got my taxes back, I was able to pay off all my debt.
Daschle was working as a church chef. After expenses, she was left with $600 a month. But this year, she got a promotion. She's now head chef. Center officials helped Daschle with an FHA mortgage loan on a new 3-bedroom home. She also received financial assistance that paid her down payment and closing cost.
My kids love that house. They love to be able to tell each other, go to your room, because they shared a room. And I love my own bathroom. And I'm like, go to your bathroom, go to your room.
Harvest Center officials have big plans for the future. They want to build 150 affordable housing units on 3 acres of their property. Pinckney says they will be a mix of affordable permanent apartments and transitional units.
We have a waiting list of over 70 families right now. And that's why we feel really urgent about building out the rest of this property over the next 12 to 18 months.
Pinckney says they don't have all of the funds they will need. They hope to raise $5 million over the next 3 years through a capital fundraising campaign. Pinckney says they will also sell 2 of the 3 group homes that they own elsewhere to fund the project. Leases on 2 others won't be renewed to free up additional money.
Our goal, if we do our job right, is that we build something that can be replicated. That this won't be the only community of its type in our city, actually. People are thinking a lot of different ways to try and solve this crisis, tiny houses and things like that. Ours is build a community that has in it the resources that families need to live well, to live affordably.
Pinckney says they are seeking grants for the project, and he hopes to attract private partners and churches to help with their affordable housing efforts. He says throughout the city, people are finally not just talking about the affordable housing crisis, but like Harvest Center, doing something about it. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.